5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Nick Wallace. This is reporting Depp v. Heard. Regular updates from the court in the celebrity trial of the century.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Reporting Depp v. Heard. I would just run you through what exactly happened in court today. It was closing arguments, so the jury got their instructions. They got a checklist from the judge as to the decisions they had to make before that they could support or find in favour of Johnny Depp and find in favour of Amber Heard. It would be a bit weird if both of them won. It would be less weird if both of them lost. It is possible that one of them will win and one of them will lose, obviously, or there could be a mistrial. Either way, we had the closing arguments in which the two attorneys from each side summed up what their main arguments were over the course of the case, but the judge said what they're saying is not evidence. You have to make your own deliberations and decisions and recollections as to the evidence and make your decision based on that. So at around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the jurors were sent out. And I explain a little bit about how they got from 9 jurors to 7 jurors in my summing up park bench interview with someone who I've grown very fond of over the course of the last 7 weeks. She was my very first park bench interview. If you go to my YouTube channel, you will see day one features an interview in the dark with this woman, lady. She doesn't mind me called a lady. I established that at the beginning of the interview in retrospect. So enjoy my park bench interview with Natasha. I just wanted to chat through things with Natasha because, as I say, we've grown quite close, and so it's nice to have her at the very end of the trial.
Well, here we are on our final park bench interview of an epic 6-week trial with the lady I met on the very first day and did my very first ever park bench interview with. It's Natasha Miller.
Yes, I'm the lady. That's me.
Is that, should I not call you a lady?
You can call me a lady.
Okay,
I
should say woman.
No, I'm both.
Okay, fine. I just suddenly thought this is going to go really badly if I've started using a term that you don't like.
No, it's fine.
Okay, fine. I'm nervous, Natasha, I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous, this is your job.
What are you talking about? Let's recap the entire trial in the course of the next 15 minutes.
Okay.
One thing that we both agreed is that we met when it was dark and cold on this park bench.
Yes, we did.
I had to wear a hat because it was freezing.
You were very bundled.
And there go the alpacas. We're going to miss the alpacas.
Oh, no, not the alpacas.
Oh, well, you have to take our word for it. The alpacas
the
are
alpacas.
Passing. There were no alpacas.
There were less alpacas.
There were fewer people. I mean, we've seen hundreds of people just queuing outside to see if the lawyers are going to get in.
Yeah, they're just waiting for the lawyers. The lawyers are great, but that's a lot.
This trial has turned the lawyers into rock stars, hasn't
it? Yes, yes.
Quite bizarre. So, what's it been like from your perspective, your journey? You can talk about your experience, you can talk about the friends you've made.
Yes, I enjoy the people that I've met and the friends I've made. People from all over the world, they all have different interests in it, and I've met a lot of beautiful people. People have been wonderful here.
Take me through that journey, because, as I say, you were the first person. I won't call you a fan, I'll call you a spectator, unless you're comfortable being called a fan.
I'm a fan, but I'm a spectator too.
It was on jury selection day. It was dark. I think it was about 4 o'clock in the morning.
And I had no idea what I was doing.
And I had no idea what I was doing. There was one cameraman from Fox News here, and I was talking to him, and then you with your hat just appeared out of the gloom, and I said, "Are you here for the Johnny Depp trial?"
I don't have my hat. I feel like I didn't have my hat.
And you said yes. I said, "Right, can I interview you?" And Natasha, bless her, who was a little bewildered.
I was befuddled.
But it was
entirely.
A great interview, though.
It was wonderful.
It was the start of what I hope is a beautiful friendship.
I hope so. Yes, I think so.
And so we got to know each other, of course, over the last 7 weeks. It's a 6-week trial, but there was a week-long break in between it. And Natasha, you've met so many different people and had. How many times have you actually queued up and got in? It's the vast majority, isn't it?
I think I missed 3 days, not consecutively, but in total, over
which
the whole time.
Which is really impressive. The stamina that you've got to get in line that early. And
then it just kept getting earlier and earlier and earlier, and more people and more people and more people.
Day trippers, not OGs like Natasha.
No, there's not many of us. There's like maybe 15 people who are like the main people.
But you've stuck it out. There's a couple of others who've stuck it out as well. Got into, as I said, caught most days. What was it that sort of compelled you to keep doing that, even when the queuing got ridiculous and had to be there at 1 a.m. and earlier even?
When you're in there, it's different than when you see it on TV. There's an excitement. There's things move at a different pace. It's where you want to be. Besides, in whatever room Johnny is in, is the room to be in. So,
what was it? Was it nice sharing that space with him for such a long period?
Yes.
Staring at the back of his head for such a long period. I know you got to saw the evidence. Yeah, he has got a very good head of hair for a man his age. There's no two ways about that. I'm not going to sit on the fence about that. He's got a very good head of hair.
No, beautiful hair. So
what were the highlights for you then of this trial?
The audio is always the thing that's gotten me the most.
And oh, hearing the tapes.
Yeah, and I had heard most of it because I think most of it was in the UK.
Yeah.
It was like disclosed and stuff. Yeah. But the one thing I'll never forget is the audio of him. She's telling him something, take off your ring or whatever, and you can hear it hit the ground.
Right.
And it's just like, it's like a definitive moment. Like, it's fine. I'm done. It was like a powerful moment to me.
And the jury has all this audio.
Yeah.
Because they don't have transcripts. They don't have a huge amount of written evidence, do they? Because they were fighting so hard over what documents could get and lots of redactions and stuff. But they've got all the audio and the video, haven't they? So that will, I think, form a key part of their deliberation. Because the jury are deliberating as we speak. The judge finished at about, 3 o'clock this afternoon? And then she just said, it's out of my hands. And she got rid of the two jurors. What was it, 14 and 9?
Oh, I'm not sure.
No, 14 and 3 it was.
14 and 3.
And I think one of them was that little middle-aged lady sitting down the front, because she looked at the Johnny Depp scene and just went, oh, like that. And I thought, I wonder if that gave any indication as to which way she was going to land. So they have to have 7 jurors, and they've always had redundancy built into this. And there are 2 jurors who've sat through this entire trial who were told today that they're not going to make a decision. But they were not released from jury duty in case someone falls sick during the actual deliberations. And if that happens, the judge said, one of them will be brought back, and then the jury has to start all over again deliberating with this new juror.
I heard if there's a mistrial, they'll try it again? Is that how that works?
I think that's an option. But if there's a mistrial, all the parties can walk away, because obviously it costs money.
And if they all want to go through it again?
But if they both want to go through it again, it's another trial.
Oh, Lord.
I don't think I'd be coming to that one. This has been...
This is a lot. This is enough, maybe.
So how do you think you've changed, or what has changed around your life, and what has changed in your thinking over the course of the last 6 weeks?
I feel like I'm a different person. I'm not sure who yet, but
different.
Yeah,
I feel like
different.
I've changed as well. Yeah, and for this experience, for the better, or do you think you've become more adventurous, more...
For the better. It's definitely for the better.
Has it helped your head? Has it sorted your head out?
Yes.
In what way?
I think I'm more clear on where my own priorities lie and what I want in my life and who I want to love and be there for, and things have sorted out in my mind a lot, so that's been nice.
And has that just been through the sort of amount of time you've been able to spend away from home, or were you able to pick up on certain things that were coming out of the trial that you dwelt on, or was it just having that thinking space inside court? Because I've seen you a couple of times. You know, you're not one of these people who likes to try and get away with Johnny, or, you know, you're sitting near the front. I've seen you sometimes just sit apart and just be thinking, clearly, whether you're listening very intently or thinking about something else, I don't know.
I'm always sitting apart, but yeah, you do have a lot of time to think, especially during boring moments sometimes. I think I've never had friends, I mean, per se, and everybody, well, not everybody in the line, but a lot of the people I've met, I this has been like a growing learning thing for me that I didn't realize it was going to be any of this when I came here. I didn't know that it was going to...
What were your expectations when you came?
I didn't have any. I thought it was going to be like the UK and you could just wave and be like, hi, and he'd come out and like maybe shake hands or sign autographs or something. I didn't realize that he wasn't allowed to do that. I didn't know you could go in. I didn't know it would be any of this. Mm. So it just became... I'm not even sure quite what yet.
No, it's a very strange experience for those of us who've been and lived through this big sort of 7 week
survive.
Going from what felt like the depths of winter, it got close to freezing at times in the line, didn't it? Mm-hmm. And now we're not quite in high summer, but it's certainly high spring, and we've had some very hot days. And so that you've sort of felt the changing of the seasons.
Every morning. 4, 5, 6, it's cold. No matter what weather it's like going on, when you go into it, in the line, it's cold.
And when the sun comes up, it's a glorious thing, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's beautiful here, so it hasn't been all bad to wait in line for so long.
Yeah, I mean, of all the courthouses that I've ever had to spend a lot of time at, this is, I mean, it's functional. No one would pretend it's wonderful architecture or anything like that, but it's an amenity, and you've got this open parkland around you, and the space, isn't there? There's not too much traffic, and
well, there is now.
Well, there's now. Yeah, I'm not quite sure what's going on.
In the beginning, there wasn't so many people. I thought that as when Johnny came off the stand and like, just I thought it would calm down, not explode.
So, what would you say was the highlight for you out of everything, out of this experience?
Oh, that's just so much of the highlight. The fact that I did this. Maybe that's like my own little personal yay me moment, but like I did this, I did something.
You drove from Reno, you're from Colorado.
I am, and I drove from Reno, didn't think I could do that, wouldn't have thought that I could get up and walk and run and just be in it like I was.
Right.
So I'm a little bit proud of myself.
No, that's fine, that's an absolutely brilliant, I mean, I said a lot of people have been on personal journeys. I mean, a lot of people come together because they want to be in the same orbit as Johnny Depp or show their support for him. And they've found different things in each other and different reasons for wanting to be here. And I think very possibly, certainly created a community around it, but drawn strength from it as well, I think.
I never knew how many people wanted to just be like on TV or just be like famous for a moment. Like, I didn't know that. And then there's so many people who like, they survived domestic abuse or they had, like, that's my personal one is I've had substance abuse problems, so I understand that. And there's just... He went through so much that people, almost anyone can find something that they say, I can see myself because I was there, so I understand how you felt when you were there.
Yeah.
So.
My highlight has been meeting the deputy sheriffs.
Oh, I love it.
We don't have them in the UK. And so just sort of seeing how they little work within this quasi-judicial setting. You know, they are police chiefs, but they're all, or police officers, but they're also... But they're not. They have authority, but their authority is within the judicial system, right? Which we just don't have that.
Still haven't sorted out who has
Yeah, I don't
what
know the relationship between the police and the... But they're functionaries of the court, of the justice system. I mean, like, the guy, the sheriff in the old-style Western was the guy who ran the jail and he kept the law. Yeah.
But no, they've been amazing. The cops have been incredible.
We see a lot of them every day, and so they've become quite an important part of our lives because they kind of tell us what to do, but they also, once they get to know you, they trust you and they let you... give you a bit more leeway and
I don't even know the names of the cops in my own town.
Right.
But I know the names of the cops here.
And the girls in the building, yeah. They are great characters. They're obviously... And they're used to dealing with people. They're used to sort of just checking whether you're going to be trouble or not. And once they realise you're not, they'll give you a bit more leeway. So,
Peacock and Jamie and Williams. And see, I know their names now. That's just amazing to me. And there's a woman at security. Oh, I'm going to miss that woman.
Oh, the Egyptian lady.
No, it's just a black woman, she knows me every time we talk in the morning, and the bailiff guy who says his spiel every morning about chew gum and don't... I'm going to miss hearing that. I'm going to be like, I think I'm missing hearing something I should be hearing.
It is weird, because we are essentially, I think, just getting in the way of the administration of justice a large amount of the time. I would argue that we do have some function, and this is open justice, isn't it? This is the principle of open justice, that everyone who wants to can come along and sit in a courtroom. They knew that a huge amount of people would be doing that, so they put in place resources to make sure that we were managed, controlled, and kept safe. Also, the sheriffs play an important role in that.
I
still have
justice.
Issues with journalists not being allowed into court. Without having to queue up with everyone, but
You guys had to just get in
we
on the ground with the police.
We had a bit of a raw deal. I'm still trying to process how important this trial is, and obviously the verdict is going to be massively important. But it feels like something has happened. We've got to the end of this lengthy process, I mean, even the judge at the end was sort of said something about, oh, now I know what it's like to be a rock star. I couldn't quite catch what she said in court.
Well, everyone, the judge and your bailiff guy and sheriff's office, everybody, they know all those people now and they'll get recognized forever.
Well, in court, it was really strange because obviously, as spectators, you're not meant to make any facial expressions or talk at all. Certainly not allowed to have any electronic items. And right at the very end of the trial, the judge gave a little speech thanking all the attorneys and the bailiffs and everyone who had helped out. But then, as Johnny was leaving, I would say a good 50 people started sort of crowding out and just silently waving at him in order to attract his attention. Then he turned around, started waving back, and there was a few, oh, we love you, Johnnies. And I thought, this is odd. This really is quite odd.
Yeah, Judge Penny said that. She said, this, nothing has been normal in this case. Those weren't the exact words, but it was something to that effect.
Also said the courtroom is the entire world.
Yeah.
When she was talking about how to stop people hearing what was going on. So they are aware in the courtroom about how big this has become.
Yeah, they are very aware now.
I do wonder how much the jurors have been able to keep away from seeing information that's outside their strict remit, because they're only human. But they've got their instructions, and I guess we'll just have to see how it goes.
Just wait and see. I just wonder, I would love to know what he, personally, Johnny, what he thinks of all of this. Like,
well, I'm sure he's lapping it up. I mean, he's a movie star, isn't he? He's found his audience once more.
Just like, what do you think when someone comes and waits online every day for you and sits in court and hears your stuff? Like, what do you possibly, I would just, what does he possibly think of us? Not you, me, but, you know, like fans.
Yeah, well, we know what he thinks of journalists, don't
we?
What did he call it? Vultures. We're the vultures.
There you are.
Yeah. Well, I suppose we are making a living off the back of Johnny Depp's legal actions. But we've all got to make a living, haven't we?
Yes, exactly, you do.
So what are the plans for you then?
Go home.
Not going to stick around for the verdict?
Which could be...
be the next 10 minutes.
Well, if it's within the next 10 minutes, I'll stay. But if it's longer than that, I'm going to go.
Yeah. You've got important things to do, haven't you?
I do.
A long drive ahead of you.
Yes. Long drive. It'll be nice. It'll just be quiet for a minute. It's been so loud.
I'm looking forward to just that alarm not going off and having to... I mean, I like Fairfax a lot. But... I won't actually mind if I don't ever see this park bench ever again.
If I see this place again, it'll be too soon.
But I'm sticking around to see if the verdict comes in the next week, because I've got other things to do anyway, so might as well. It'll be quite nice, actually, strolling in at...
A decent time,
have a spot of breakfast in the Fairfax County Courthouse cafeteria, see whether or not anything's going to happen. I mean, I guess I just have to sort of lurk around outside court again.
You're just going to... Yeah, again...
I'm a lurker. But I won't be having to watch anything or type anything up or God.
It'll be a leisurely one.
It'll be a leisurely wait in the corridors of the courthouse. But there are worse places to be, I suppose.
Yeah, for sure. You could be over there in the jail.
Well, that's true. That's true. There are parts of this judicial complex which are not that pleasant.
No, that was also an interesting one, is when they released the drunk tank at night. And it was the middle of the night and drunk people wandered over and talked and yelled. And
It was
interesting.
Yeah, that was in the days when they didn't have sheriffs on the line all the time, wasn't it?
Well, they didn't until the very end. They didn't have cops and they didn't have people like controlling it until just the very end. And I don't know how controlled it was even then, but...
Well, look, Natasha, it's been an honour to get to know you over the course of the last 7 weeks.
Yes, and you as well.
I hope we stay in touch. Thank you very much for your insight right at the beginning of the trial. Thank you for your insight at the end of the trial. And thank you to everyone who's come and sat on this park bench over the course of the last 6 or 7 weeks, because it's been educative, interesting, informing, and quite fun sometimes.
Yes. And to all the fans who came, you did awesome, and I think we were good supporters. I hope we did him proud. I think
Johnny Depp has no doubt how much he is appreciated and supported, certainly by the people who turn up at this courthouse. And
he is truly loved. People adore him earnestly. Like, they're not just like faces, like, I don't know about.
Say what you want to say. Say what you want to say.
They do. They love him. They do. I do.
Hey, look, if he wins, that's it. Johnny's back, baby. Reputation vindicated.
Right, but he's Johnny Depp. Like, Jesus, even if he doesn't win, it's like, go, Chief, go paint and sing and make movies, and you're you, and you're good. You're good.
Yeah, but if he doesn't win, that means that the jury think he's a wife beater. And they've seen the evidence, and they've come to that conclusion.
I don't know about the court of public opinion. I don't feel like that's the...
Well, yeah, but this is the thing. The employers of this world will have to follow...
But
as I said, that's what I said. If he wins, this will be a seismic event because it has so many implications for other cultural forces.
Do you think this case will definitely... It's got to set precedent for something. You go back and refer to the...
Well, if he wins also, this has implications for First Amendment kind of stuff as well. Freedom of speech.
Because they are hinging on
that. That's what one of the defences. They're saying, look, this is... Amber Heard is free to say what she said. And for a very powerful man to shut that down, which would have to be on the basis that her allegations are false, but that will have implications in that area. But if he wins, the number of men who say that they've been disbelieved and abused and unfairly accused of heinous things and being cancelled or even criminalised as a result of it, that's another big side to this, which will spin out for decades if he wins. So it's certainly going to make things very interesting if the jury does come back in his favour.
He has his life. He'll be okay. But we're hoping he'll be fine. You'll be fine, Johnny. You'll be fine.
Natasha, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So my thanks to Natasha Miller. My apologies once more for that not being the best interview that I've done, but I'm getting very tired. And as I say, I've sort of come to see Natasha as quite a close friend, and I was just enjoying her company sitting on the park bench after what's been a very, very long trial. It has been, well, I mean, there are harder jobs to do in the world, but it has been something that has brought quite a few people together. And we've obviously had this experience in the same location, all doing slightly different jobs, but it's been an interesting kind of experience nonetheless. So that's it from me. That's it from reporting Depp v. Heard. I will probably do something around the time of the verdict, but I can't promise because I don't know where I'll be. And obviously the verdict, if I'm not here to report it directly, will be around the world very, very quickly indeed. So it might be entirely pointless, unless I can find an interesting guest to opine on it, in which case I might do a remote park bench interview. I'm very grateful to everyone who has listened to the podcast. You're more than welcome to go and have a trawl through the archive because there are some really interesting guests who come along. Just go to the website reportingdepvheard.net. And I want to give a special thank you to every single person who very kindly made a donation to subscribe to the newsletter. The support of the people who've subscribed to the newsletter has allowed me to do these audio and visual updates. So it's them that I'm particularly grateful to. If you have watched, listened, contributed or read a newsletter or just clicked around idly on the website, I am very, very grateful. But for now and for the, well, at least until the verdict, I'm going to be signing off. Thank you very much indeed.
I'm Nick Wallace. This is reporting Depp v. Heard.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.